Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. Ricardo Gonzalez. Como estás?
Ricardo. Hold on one second. I need to leave my desk. Hold on.
Sure, sure.
Gracias. ¿Y usted cómo está? ¿Cómo está hoy?
Muy bien, muy bien. Un poco triste porque Pamela dice que no quiere tutoría. Yo llorando, mucho, mucho llorar, Pamela. How are you? I know you're busy, so I want to help you. What? Tell me your situation. I did read your email, so.
Right. Well, and also, I found an intermediate conversation class in Wheaton, Maryland on Saturdays from 1 to 3:30. And I went to the first one last Saturday. I mean, I got there all late, but I got there. But, and you know, what we discussed in class is almost like what I have learned from Bilingual America, meaning what I've learned from your courses have helped me to really move forward in the language. And it was live, it was, I think we were all like at the same level. And because I got there late, I wasn't able to hear the teacher's background and where the students are coming from. I had to just kind of dive right in. But I said, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to, you know. So I think I'm at the point where I just want to get involved. Take what I have and get involved. Because I have such limited time, and because we're still working on this big pipeline case, and that's what's taking away most of my time during the week, you know.
Well, here's my thought about it. If you stay with our program, and instead of doing this conversation thing where you're not going to really progress, why not take that same time and finish our program out so we can get you to a real high level, then let us coach you to a better involvement than a conversation class. You're going to find that to be a very limited dead-end street at a point where there are much better uses for that time socially and also for your Spanish, you know. Where if we can finish this out, I mean, you've made a lot of progress. The conversation group is not going to take you to an expert level. I mean, you're talking about 2.5 hours a week that we could be investing in continuing to grow to get you to that. Just from an overall standpoint, you know, I've got to challenge the thinking a little bit. Which you may not want me to do, but if you want to get up to really a higher expert level, then we should press forward. And this is why we tell our students from the very beginning, don't get involved in these things until we finish out what we're doing. There are other things that I would counsel you to do that would be much better for your growth from a standpoint of activity with your Spanish than a conversation group, which I think is like, you know, just not the best. That I mean, we could easily form conversation groups with our students. Easily. I don't do it because I don't think it's the best overall interest for our students as it relates to the bigger picture. And you know, you've trusted us to this point, but now, you know, somewhere we lost your trust as it relates to this overall process.
No, I don't think it's that. It's just how my full-time job just takes up so much of my life. And it's hard to explain to someone who doesn't work at a law firm. It is just so consuming.
Yeah, but you're talking about 2.5 hours on a Saturday.
I barely made it there last week. They don't have a class this week. So I figured when I can do it, I would try to do it. I also have a mobile notary business.
Oh, really?
So it's so much going on right now. And another thing, the reason why I'm trying to kind of ease up on the tutoring, I guess because I'm canceling so much and I'm spending money where I'm not really benefiting because I'm finding like the morning of, I can't talk to Noemia at 11 or I can't talk to her at lunchtime because I can't even take a lunch hour.
How about at night?
I'm canceling. Sometimes, I'm here till like 7, 8, 8:30 at night. Sometimes home 9, 9:30. It's so unpredictable.
And does that unpredictability happen at the last minute where, like, you have something scheduled and then
that happens so often, it's ridiculous. I know it probably just drives the tutors crazy because, one week it's great. The tutoring's great. And then the next week, I can't do anything. The following week, I can't do anything. And then we try to reschedule, and then when we reschedule, I can't do it. So, like today, we have two people out. So I'm, not only am I trying to do my work, but I have to help the assistant attorneys who are out today.
Right. No, I'm not insensitive to that, Pamela. That's not at all. And obviously, you're stretched. My point is if we're taking 2.5 hours a week to invest in a conversation class that has no potential of increasing your skill, why not continue with what we're doing at a slower pace and at least keep moving forward so that eventually you do develop that higher level skill? That's my point with it. As far as the tutoring is concerned, I know you're set up right now to do, a session weekly. Have you guys discussed doing one session for 1 hour every 2 weeks? Have you guys discussed being on an on-call basis, which basically means you see even from a couple hours out, hey, I've got a block of time today, where I'm going to be able to get an hour. Do you have that available? And if she does, she would take it. And if she doesn't, she would just say, hey, that's already full. Yeah, I mean, we've had to do that in the past with some students. There are two things that motivate me here. Number one, I know how much you want to learn Spanish. And number two, you've been a very, very good student and made excellent progress. And obviously, we want to try to keep students like that in the school. I will regress if you tell me, hey, I'm not going to do it. It's done, and that's fine. I'm trying to help you to get to what that ultimate goal is, and at the same time, I'm trying to keep you in the school because I know that eventually that's going to be good for you and what your goals are with Spanish, and certainly it's good for us. I don't want to downplay that either because that wouldn't be honest. But I wonder if you guys have discussed these options and, you have to tell me, and you have to tell me at this point how you want me to be with this. Do you want to just stop? I'm not a fan of the conversational groups, or we would have them, because we could easily put them together. I don't like people practicing with other people who are learning. I don't think it's the best approach. But that's my view based on 20 years of experience in this field. And I try to discourage our students from doing it. And that's not just with you. That's been consistent. For years I've held that approach. However much you buy into that or you don't, I think there are better things you could be doing with your present level of Spanish than that, if, in fact, you're willing to invest 2 to 2.5 hours a week on a Saturday doing it. You have to kind of come back to me. I've tried to make my case, but I don't want to offend you, and I don't want to make you feel like I'm trying to somehow twist your arm. I'm trying to help you overall. Obviously, I'm trying to keep you in the school if we can. And you know, you have to, it sounds like you've had a good experience to this point. And, you know, you have to tell me now what you want to happen, because I don't want to try to pigeonhole or force you into something, because that wouldn't be fair to you or us.
Right, I hear you, and I appreciate your trying to work with me, and you have, you know, for this whole time. I think right now, with the way my work schedule is and just how stressed my life is, I want to be able to work at my own pace. I do want to move forward, because my goal is to eventually work at the Employment Justice Center as an intake volunteer, as a bilingual intake volunteer. And I would still very much like to do that. But I really do need to move at my own pace, because also what I'm finding is when I can meet with Noenia, I haven't really prepared for the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I'm not, sometimes I'm just not able to prepare like I should. And that's why I was, in the email I was saying it'd be great if I could just move on at my own pace, because bottom line is I have to prove this four-year degree that I have, which is so ridiculous how much I didn't learn. And that's what I found out with your program, how much we just, you know, breezed over so many important patterns that I just didn't grasp. And I don't know how I made it through a 15-page research paper, this or that. I don't know how I managed, you know, but I did at that time. But now it's time to really prove the degree. And that's my whole thing, you know, just being able to get out there and make a difference just right in my community. And that's why I'm thinking, just to move at my own pace, if I could not do the tutoring right now, but continuing with your lessons, because I did listen to some of the advanced, and it is just phenomenal.
Well, let me ask you this. Could I provide you with another option? Because the option does exist. We do have an a la carte option where the tutoring is not billed every 4 weeks. In other words, you purchase a, let's say you purchase a block of four sessions, a little bit more expensive, but not that much more. And those four sessions are good for 3 months. They do expire after 3 months. Okay, so any time between the where you purchase those four sessions and, you know, and if you use them, you can repurchase four more. It doesn't mean you can only purchase every 3 months. It means they're good for 3 months, which should give plenty of time to use four sessions. That would be another approach to this, where you do have a lot more control over that. You don't feel like you're being pressed by a reoccurring charge, which is obviously what's happening right now. If you did a la carte, you could purchase four at a time. They're good for 3 months. If you use them and you want to purchase four more, you can, but you're never going to be rebilled for anything. You're in total control of when and if you repurchase. But at least it keeps you in the tutoring loop, which I think, honestly, is very, very important. And at the same time, I would say to you that sometimes when a student feels they're not prepared is when they most need to have the tutoring, because the tutoring doesn't have to always be about moving forward. You know, a half an hour of one-on-one to practice what you've had and to have conversational practice one-on-one is certainly a heck of a lot better than 2 hours in a group. You know, so you could use that tutoring strictly for practice if you wanted to while we're in a holding pattern.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to find the best fit. I know you've been happy to this point. I did speak with Noenia. She's told me she was surprised that she thought we were doing so well with you. And so, you know, I'm trying to find a way to make it work. And if you want, the other way to make it work, Pamela, is to get off of the recurring billing, which you are. You are not, you know, that's inactive. Okay, so I will tell you that. So you're not going to be charged again for the recurring billing. You were charged on the first. Looks like you've used two of those sessions. You've got two remaining of those, you know, if you want to take them this up, I think it's up through the 28th. But after that, if you wanted to purchase tutoring a la carte, that's probably going to be a better approach for you until you know you can be consistent in the future. I really sincerely would much rather see you doing a practice session, even if you're not prepared with anything new. There's a lot more benefit to you having a practice session with your tutor one-on-one than it is to be in a group class. And I mean, sometimes those things can be fun, and I understand and get that. I don't look at the fun part of things. I look at the part of things that have to do with real progress and achievement.
Well, what does that, will I still have access to the advanced material? Because what I normally do, like, once I've finished one level and then I have access to the next level, I go ahead and I print off everything and make my bookwork.
Yeah, look, I'm going to switch you over into the material for the Bilingual Initiative. You don't need to buy materials. I will gift you the materials. I'm okay with that. Okay.
Okay.
You're a good person. I know that. You know, my daughter met you, and by the way, my daughter was just down here for 14 days. And
How's she doing?
She's doing really well. She's in her last year. She is going to finish up at Georgetown this semester, and then she actually finishes her entire program in the fall. But she's going to go to Britain to do a foreign program, which will fulfill the requirements of Georgetown. But she told me, she said, "Man, Dad, she's such a sweet, caring woman." And, you know, she did. She was very, very complimentary of you. And look, I want to do everything I can while you're in a situation that's more difficult to continue to hold you in the school. I really sincerely believe it's in your best interest. You know, so for me, it's the right thing to do on both sides. But the only way that we get around that, where you don't feel pressure, is to get you off the recurring billing, which you are. Okay, that has been stopped. Okay, as you requested. But then the way to control the amount of tutoring to what you're able to do is to purchase that tutoring a la carte, which for four sessions is $119. Okay, so the rate goes roughly from $50 an hour to $60 an hour. So it's still reasonable, but it allows you to control when you use it, at least for that period of 3 months. So in the other program, you've got to use those four within 4 weeks, and you're going to get recharged no matter what. In an a la carte situation where you pay just a little bit more, you have 3 months to use those four sessions, and you determine when you're going to use them. Okay, so...
Okay, well, let's do that. That sounds more reasonable. In that way, I can email Noenia and ask her, "Hey, are you free today, or are you free on Wednesday?" And I get four of those. Right?
You get four of those, exactly. Now you have two more up until January 28th. Okay, so we don't want to recharge you for these four a la carte until after January. Let's say January 29th. Okay. So we don't want to pay for them today. We want to pay for them like on January 29th. That way you've got 3 months from them, because you still have two more classes remaining if you want to use them. And if you can't get two 30-minute times, try to get one 1-hour time. And worst case scenario, if you can't get Noenia in a time, will you email or call me, and I'll step in myself and help you. I care about what you're doing. They're 30 minutes, just like the normal ones.
Okay.
Yeah. So in the other one, you're paying $97 for four of those sessions. In this one, it's $119 for four of the sessions, but you have total control over when you use them within a three-month period, and there's no recurring billing.
Okay. That's
okay.
Good.
So it takes the pressure off, essentially, is what happens. Okay.
And you'll let me know when my 3 months is up and what we want to do at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of two things is going to happen. You're kind of going to get comfortable with that approach, and you may use those four sessions within 2 months and say, "Hey, I need another block." You may use them within a month and you say, "I need another block." I mean, you have 3 months to use them. Okay. If you happen to use them in a month and a half, you can just buy another four, and then you'd have another 3 months to decide what to do with the next four. Okay.
Okay.
But we will not bill you automatically. Those actually have to be purchased, or you have to send us an email and say, "Hey, I want to purchase four more," or tell Noenia on the phone, "Hey, okay, I don't have any more. Let's purchase four more. That'll be good for 3 months, and I'll let you know when I can."
Okay, that sounds good. Because sometimes I think, God bless Noenia for putting up with my crap.
Well, Noenia is such I'll tell you, she's a great teacher, and she's a wonderful person. And she actually does care about her students. And so do I. I mean, I know it's a business, but, you know, we're doing this for a reason, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, I look at it and I say, okay, so when you're out there doing your thing really with Spanish, and you're in your bilingual work in the Justice Center, and you're working with Latinos, look, that's an extension of us. To me, that's an extension of what I'm able to do in my life. So every time somebody says to me, hey, you know, and we get in a situation like this, I want to stick there, because I don't think it's just in terms of me or in terms of the business or in terms of you. I think it's in terms of, you know, what we're not going to accomplish socially down the road. So, you know, we're all touched in some way, you know. But let's do it that way. We'll charge you for four more on the 29th, but they will be a la carte, and you'll have 3 months to use those, okay?
Okay.
And don't worry about the course access. As long as you're somewhat active in the a la carte program, I'll keep making that available to you.
Wonderful.
You don't need to pay.
I really appreciate that, because sometimes in the morning I'll just listen to you with the instruction, or I'll just listen to the pronunciation or the pace reading while I'm, you know, getting my husband's lunch together, or get myself ready to go out the door. So sometimes I like to listen to it on the computer, sometimes on my mobile app, and then just having the booklet, because I'm a very visual-oriented person, so I need to see it when I'm listening to it, you know?
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I would just say that, you know, all those things are good. My main concern right now is keeping you in tutoring and getting you away from those conversational classes. I know it's fun. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust me. It's not in your overall best interest as you move forward.
Yeah, it's free, and, you know,
it's
a lively group there, and one guy is in there from Chef Jeff, which is right across the street.
You gotta see that for what it is. It's more of a social activity than a Spanish growth activity. If you really want to get engaged with doing something with your Spanish, let's talk more about helping you get involved in like a big sister type of mentorship, where you're spending maybe an hour, hour and a half a week on a weekend with some young lady who's Hispanic. You know, let's talk about those types of things that are going to be, number one, much better for your Spanish, number two, much better for some other human being, and number three, get you engaged at a local level with the Hispanic community.
Okay, so let me just think about that. And
yeah, I'm not sure right now is the time, given your time constraints. I'd rather you see be using that two and a half hours either to take tutoring or to continue to move forward in the course.
Right,
from a learning standpoint, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Just remember, there's a great definition for discipline. Delayed gratification. So...
Okay. I got to throw that down.
Yeah, discipline equals delayed gratification. All right. So,
hey, I hear you.
I really appreciate you. We'll keep this going on the 29th, but it will be the a la carte.
Okay.
And it will be good for 3 months, and you will be the one to dictate the pace. Okay.
Thank you, Ricardo, and I will be in touch with Noenia.
Thank you, Pamela. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye. You too.